Greetings, cultivators from around the world. Jordan River here, coming at you with another episode of GrowCast. Today's episode is with Ryzo Rich, my good buddy, expert organic grower, fantastic longtime gardener. Going to talk about microbes, going to talk about super soil, going to talk grow tips, therapeutic gardening, a bunch of fun stuff. I know you're going to love today's episode. First of all, shout out to the 6K giveaway winners from 2 days ago. We had a grand prize winner in John H., a founding member. Congratulations, John. That was huge. I loved drawing that name, that founding member for the grand prize. Incredible. Congratulations to all the winners. Check those emails. Loving the giveaways at GrowPass. Ooh, I talk about a new shirt in today's episode. Well, I actually beat myself to the punch. This shirt is available at growcastpodcast.com/store. That'll bring you to our merch store. You can find a bunch of cool merch there, including a badass brand new Wolfman t-shirt. It is psychedelic. It has GrowCast on it. It looks great. Go and check it out. Really, really happy about this brand new shirt design. Going to focus on merch much heavier moving forward. I also wanted to quickly address a lot of you guys have been asking about Purity Coffee. Purity organic, health-conscious crafted coffee at puritycoffee.com. Well, they just gave me a promo code, and instead of sending it 100 times in DMs, I'm putting it here. Promo code RIVER at puritycoffee.com will get you started. 20% off your Purity Coffee purchase. Purity Coffee is the best coffee. Step your coffee game up. Ruin all other coffees. And really, Purity is delicious, but it's all about the way it makes you feel. So check it out, everybody. puritycoffee.com, promo code RIVER. Only the finest for organic coffee connoisseurs. Speaking of organic, let's get into today's episode. Thank you all for following. Thank you all for supporting us and me. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the program. Hello, podcast listeners. You are now listening to GrowCast. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Before we get started, please share GrowCast. Spread the show. Gotta spread GrowCast. Give us a good rating and review. Make sure you're subscribed. Shout out to Rob Smith and the Homegrown Helpers. Rest in peace, buddy. Tribute episode coming soon. So here we are. We are moving on forward, moving through the tragedy, moving through life. That is how you progress. You get stronger, you evolve out of tragedy. Rob Smith tribute episode coming soon. Stay tuned for that, everybody. We've got some new GrowCast team members. We're expanding the team. You guys know Eleanor. Well, Eleanor stepped up, and she's taken over a lot of stuff here at GrowCast and at mygrowpass.com. We also have Anna, who is on board. She's been working with us for a little while, but you'll see her around. Super exciting as the GrowCast team expands and as I kind of stabilize the projects. Rob was so influential. He was so talented, and he did so much that it's been a challenge getting a hold of everything, but now we've done it. Everything is stabilized. Everything is moving forward. Again, we're just looking to be grateful every day, and to honor Rob with a tribute episode and also with some special surprises coming up in 2021. Really, really cool stuff happening. There's actually a lot to update you guys on. Like I said, new team members, Doc Calix. You guys know and love Doc Calix. He's the KNF specialist. Well, he's coming on GrowCast, and he's also helping us out in the Slack chat. So that's really cool. You guys can join the Slack chat. Go to growcastpodcast.com/action. Find the link there. Slack is anonymous. It's easy to use. All the GrowCast members are chatting. All the GrowCast listeners also are chatting. So much fun. Come and join the Slack chat, everybody. Hang out with me and Ryzo Rich and Doc Calix and everybody. Any other news? There's new merch coming out. I've really been meaning to get on the merch game for quite some time. You guys are going to be excited about a brand new t-shirt that's dropping. It was supposed to drop in the swag pack. We had to put that on hold. I'm going to put it up in the shop. Stay tuned. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at GrowCast. That's probably where I'll announce it first. We're setting that up. Also going to be focusing on more video content. Yeah, video's been on the back burner for a while. I'm just starting to dabble into it. And now that we have this team expanding, there's never been a better time to do some video. Video in my garden for this run, some how-tos, fun stuff ahead. Yeah, growcastpodcast.com/YouTube is where most of it's going to go. I sure hope that YouTube stays cannabis friendly, even though it's already not cannabis friendly. I hope it stays cannabis friendly enough for me. I worry about that company, man. I really do. And if anyone has any good suggestions on where else I need to be, you know, like our guest is Riza Rich. Rich, what's the name? What's the name of that weed TV? WeedTube.
WeedTube.
Then I'll get up like on WeedTube.
A social media site, Cannabuzz, too, that's kind of taken off in the last year or whatever. It's like a cannabis-friendly Instagram type of deal.
Let me go know where else I should be, you guys. I know Twitch has some positive cannabis platform hosting. I don't know. But see, that was the weirdest introduction ever, though. What's up, Rich? How you doing?
No, I'm doing good, man. How's it going with you?
Good. Good, man. Like I said, just kind of hanging in there, stabilizing, and starting to put together this tribute episode for my buddy and my very, very valued producer who we lost. So yeah, I've been spending a lot of time in the garden, man. The garden is like, that's my therapist's couch. Yeah, that's my therapist's couch at this point. You ever feel that way, Rich?
Oh, 100%, man. 100%, especially when, you know, drama or some shit's going down. It's nice to be able to get in the garden and clear the head. You have to focus on so many other things. You don't have time to think about other shit.
Drama, llamas, doesn't matter. You go in the garden and it takes your mind off it. You ever really think about why that is? I think part of it is that the act of gardening is so simple and involved that your brain actually enters a meditative state, which is scientifically proven to be regenerative both emotionally and physically. I think that's a big part of it.
Agreed, man. It is. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Like I said, it for me at least, my mind tends to wander in the garden. It just can't do that. So it's a great, you know, place for therapy for me. I have to stay focused on one thing. So
do you do any meditation outside of the garden?
Not really.
That's probably what the effects you're getting from that, man. I'd imagine.
And except for when I get high.
But. Yeah, that too. But I also imagine it has something to do with your hands in the dirt. I think there's some studies showing that that's bare skin on microbe action is good for you.
I could totally see that and agree with it, man. There's nothing better than getting hands on and getting in the dirt.
Yeah,
that's true. Transplanting plants and just touching the plants in general, you know.
Yes, contact with the plants, that's a big one. And then once an Afghanistan war veteran told me, like, he explained something really profound, man. And obviously this is on a much more intense level than even, you know, personal traumas. But, like, he was having a really hard time after fucking kicking ass and, you know, shooting a bunch of people. And he, like... He said that gardening reminded him that he wasn't like evil and he was able to care for this living thing and nurture it and make it survive, which to a degree proved that he wasn't just this killing machine, right? Because he felt like he was kind of trained into like a killing machine. And when he said that, I was like,
cool way to look at it.
Isn't that powerful, man? I was like, holy shit, you just blew my mind.
Oh, definitely, dude. That's a very unique and different way to look at it. I love it.
So we've never really done... As much into personal development as I am, we've never really done that deep dive as to why is gardening therapeutic. And I think we just hit a couple big things on the head there.
Yeah, definitely.
But also thank you all again. I've probably said it a dozen times, but I'm going to keep saying it. The support that we get on every post and the direct messages, it's just been overwhelming. So thank you all. Thank you all. We move on. What are we talking about today? We're talking about a bunch of stuff. Rich, why don't we just talk about organic growing and what's going on in our gardens and troubleshooting other people's gardens? Does that sound good?
Always, man. Always.
Right off the bat, Super Soil Challenge. How's it going?
It's going really well, actually, man. Last time I did an update, everybody was still in their veg pots and, you know, just doing their normal growth. And, maybe about 3 weeks ago, I had transplanted them into their final homes, which are 5 gallons, and they all got, you know, their each individual fresh soil in that 5 gallon, put everybody in there, and then I flipped them about 3 or 4 days later. It's about 4 days later. I flipped them into flowers, so everybody's about day 17 right now. Everybody seems really good. Even the M3, which was doing... not so great. Once I transplanted it and I did use a second bag, I got into the 5 gallon. The new growth is looking better on it.
Nice.
There is some there. It still is showing some kind of a weird deficiency on lower growth still, and it also has some of the growth looks just weird and twisted, like me and you were talking about before.
Yeah,
but it is still growing and it's doing better than it was, and it's flowering fine. So we'll see how that one turned. And that's the one that was doing, you know, the not the greatest. So
right,
yeah. That one had kind of turned around and is doing a little better, and everybody else is flowering great. Everybody's nice and green. They seem to be on track. Like I told you, I did find something very interesting, and you know, take it for what it's worth, but every soil does have the same cut in it, but I noticed that the purple cow indica or whatever it is, that one set flowers before any other soil, which I thought was
Interesting.
Like, I started to see bud sites and hair started showing before any of the other plants started throwing pistils off. So I thought that was a little different.
Interesting. Know? I'm glad that you're having success with that purple cow.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the same cut. I didn't think the soil, any, you know, different soil would, you know, do that. And I'm not saying it is that necessarily, but it was definitely something different.
Well, yeah. I wonder if it was placement to the light or...
Could
the
have
waters,
been
the water suitability are, in the soil, maybe? I don't know.
Right. It could have been, you know. There are plants that are directly under light that didn't show like this one did, but it's still, it's just weird.
That is
it's
interesting.
Weird. Like
yeah.
I said, it was only by, you know, a day and a half to 2 days. And then all the other ones were showing too. So it wasn't like it was this huge dramatic, oh, this soil's making it flower, you know, a week ahead of everybody or anything, you know. So right. It wasn't anything major, but it is something that I noticed that I didn't see pistils on anybody except for that one. And then,
hey, I'm not going to argue with that, man. I'm having a lot of great success in the purple cow. I'm really, really enjoying it. I want to be super clear about the M3. I am thrilled with how the quality of my last run turned out.
Oh, it tasted great.
I'm not throwing anyone under the bus here. What I am going to do is tell you guys the truth. My responsibility is to my listeners and to tell them how things go and how I like things, you know. And I've had some people reaching out with the same issues of rumpled leaves and a yellowing plant through the cycle. There's people in other parts of the country who are having no problems. I'm not making any judgments here. I'm simply presenting, just like Rich is doing with the super soil, our experiences. And yeah, man, the quality turned out fantastic. I hope that the purple cow will yield more and won't be won't have the yellowing issues. And again, I don't want to disparage one of the most established and well-liked super soil brands in the industry as a whole. Simply recounting what happened to my beloved listeners, to whom I owe everything. That's you're the reason why I'm here. And M3's quality turned out great. Again, maybe it was just the batch that there's this weird twisting. Wasn't the end of the world. Wasn't close to the end of the world. It was just my experience. Please don't get bent out of shape if you love M3. I would gladly run them again. Just sharing my experience with you guys, which is our duty to the our responsibility to the community, I feel.
Yeah, I just want to share observations on, you know, what I'm seeing with this experiment. There's, you know, a few soils that right from the start are going to perform and not give you any trouble. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm after, is finding who can hold up to this water only claim and, you know, not need a bunch of this or that, or the plant looked terrible the whole time or whatever. So it's just like you said, it's just observations being told. We want everybody to succeed. Believe me, I don't want any shitty plants in my room. So
my question is, Rich, what happened to the booze blend? And what was up with that?
Yeah, man, that one was.
You really struggled
like I said,
with that one, huh?
I'm gonna have to just go off. I don't know what happened with it. I'm just gonna have to say maybe it was a bad bag, because that's a very reputable company that people use, and
yeah,
I use their compost still. This was their baby booze blend, their potting soil blend or whatever, and I'm gonna chalk it up to maybe a bad bag or something, because the plant just basically completely turned yellow, and I don't want to say died off, but it just stopped growing.
You tossed it, right?
Terrible. I took it out actually and chopped it down, like took it out of the experiment, put it to the side of the room, and like, you know, chopped the plant down because I needed some room. And I was looking at the pot recently, and I left a couple bottom branches on, and it's still there chugging along, and I haven't watered it in, you know, weeks. So it still must be pretty moist in there, but it's still chugging along. It's just not doing good. So like I said, I kind of just tossed that one out only because it's just not going to produce anything whatsoever. So I don't know. I just think it's a bad batch or a bad bag, or maybe it was stored improperly or shipped improperly or, you know, something like that. Because I do know plenty of people who have very good luck with that soil blend. So I don't know. That's all I can chalk it up to is a bad bag. I really don't know. I thought it was going to be one of the better ones, but just haven't had luck with that one whatsoever. So
crazy, man. That's nuts.
Even after transplanting it into a, you know, bigger container, I tried. Just didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know. It must be tough doing these because you don't want to disparage anybody, right? But it is what it is.
And it's like I said, I use their compost. I love Malibu compost. It's a great brand. So I was very excited to run the soil. And like I said, for it to be that disappointing, I really... As bad as it was, that's why I say I think it was a messed up bag, because there's no way that soil is, that at least the experience I had, and it's out on the market and people are having good luck with it. So it had to be a fucked up bag.
Wolfman says that shit happens all the time, man. Like it can happen in shipping.
Yeah. And you know, it definitely could have happened in shipping, and I got it from somewhere where they normally don't carry it. They specifically got in a few bags. You know, they knew I was running this experiment, were nice enough to get me a bag and get a couple of them shipped into them. So maybe it was just shipped weird. I don't know, but it definitely did not turn out well. So that one, unfortunately, just didn't make the cut. And like we were saying, you know, while this is an experiment, this is also stuff that I'm going to be smoking. And this is my, you know, medicine or my recreational fun stuff to smoke. So I don't want any plants to look ugly or not succeed or not flower. I want everybody to do good.
Right. It's still your grow.
When one doesn't do good. And then you look at others and all you had to do is open a bag and dump it in there and throw it in there, and the thing goes off and does its, you know,
right,
does its own deal without you having to do shit to it. So it's just frustrating, or, you know, I don't know, but it is what it is. Like I said, I have to chalk it up to a bad bag because it was just,
it sounds
bad.
Like a fluke. Yeah, that's about right. I expect these all to do well and then some to do better than others, you know? And for, like you said, for one to stunt like that, it has to be a fluke, whether it was a fluke with the soil or who knows.
Just a hot bag.
It is what it is.
Dipping, like you said, yeah.
It's interesting.
But the other ones, all the other seven, there was eight total. The other seven, including the M3 right now, are in the tent and flowering, and they all are doing pretty good. You know, like I said, the worst one would be the M3, but I don't even want to say worse. It's flowering. It's green. It doesn't look terrible. So
right. Interesting.
It's doing its thing, but the other soils are doing great. The other six are all at this point looking pretty evenly matched. Like I don't see any that I'm like, whoa, there's a weird leaf or something's yellowing. They all are beautifully green. Right around week five, I was gonna toss probably one cup of fresh soil on top of everybody, just as kind of like a
top dress.
But you know, I don't want to use anything but the brand water only soil.
Sure.
You know, so I was just gonna use like a cup of each brand soil just to try to give them a
boost.
That's
not a bad idea, yeah.
And see if that helps. But everybody right now doesn't look like they need it. So, I mean, they look great. They're nice and green and growing perfectly. You know, everybody's in the trellis. I'm weaving everybody. Everybody's doing good with that. Bouncing back from it, no problems. Taking any defoliation that I do, like normal, you know. No hiccups or anything, so... I wish I had more to update on it, honestly.
Make sure to follow at RhizoRichICC on Instagram. Keep up to date on the Super Soil Challenge. And I'm looking forward to those videos when you post them, buddy. I see you posting those. I always check them out. So give them a follow, everybody.
Know, yeah, and I think once flowers start to set a little more and we start seeing the flowers actually build is when it's going to get a lot more exciting. So I think we're going to see more differences in flowers, you know?
Yeah, that's what I look forward to, is different expressions. That would be really cool.
Yeah, I think there'll be more to update on then.
Yeah, man. Stoked about the result of this challenge. Like I said, give him a follow, everybody. Oh, what do we got? A fungus gnat over here flying right next to my recording studio? Oh, you must die. Oh, and he floated out of reach. That's infuriating. We'll be back with Rise of Rich in just a moment, but first, gotta give some love to Diamond Cut Co. Love Diamond Cut Co. scissors. DiamondCutCo.com is where you can find them. Growcast is a code to get you 15% off your scissors just for listening to this show. And members of MyGrowPass.com get 25% off their Diamond Cut Co. scissors. Diamond Cut Co. made for growers by growers. They also made the list of Danny Dango's top four must-have grow gear items. Ooh, that's a nice little accolade. But regardless of their accolades, you need to get a Diamond Cut Co. scissor kit, a pair, a pack, because they're the best. They are stylish, they are ergonomically designed with fatigue-reducing innovations, and maybe most importantly, they're sharp, and their blades are made to last. I love my Diamond Cut Co. scissors. I love my last trimming run with my nice golden-handled scissors. They're so cool-looking. They're a little bit shorter bladed. I really appreciate that. It gives you more control. Not much, just a little bit shorter. Diamond Cut Co., they're the best. DiamondCutCo.com, promo code GROWCAST gets you 15% off. Save that money, folks. MyGrowPass.com members getting 25% off their scissors. All right, everybody, let's return to Rise of Rich. Okay. Listen, let's talk growing, man. Let's get into some grow talk here. One thing that I just have to bring up, because it's been in my life repeatedly, is this calcium talk. Now, you talked about the importance of calcium in cannabis on the member podcast. I don't know, 4 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. I don't know. You mentioned it. We did a little riff. And since right. then, man, it's just been popping up over and over. I talked to Brandon Rust, and he starts talking about the importance of calcium. I talked to Mary Beth Sanchez talking about why CalMag is paired together and how calcium and magnesium interact and why a lot of the time it's just calcium that you need. Yeah. Even Reisner so brought it up. I think that you said recently you had another run-in of someone talking about calcium, right?
Yeah, Coma from Prolific Coast Seed.
Coma, you know, the grower. This guy's hilarious, dude.
He is. It's from what I've always been told was that, you know, while calcium's a micronutrient for cannabis, it basically is a macronutrient, that it's as important as the NPK when it comes to growing. And a lot of people just don't realize that, you know, that calcium is very important with cannabis. It makes a huge difference. You know, if you're deficient, if you're not deficient, you're going to succeed a lot more. Since adding more calcium to my grows, it's been like night and day. The buds are bigger, they're fatter, they grow better, the plants are happier, healthier. You know, calcium is just super important, and it's important throughout the entire life, you know, from germination to all the way through flowering. So you need calcium the entire time.
I was just going to say, when do you start adding calcium?
When I transplant, if it's a seedling, I'll, you know, go into my solo cups with some pretty inert mix and let them kind of fill those cups up. And then I'll transplant either into a 1 gallon or a 3. It's usually a 1. And once I'm in that 1 gallon, they're getting calcium.
Nice. So as soon as you start feeding. Now, I have been kind of pushing for a faster growth cycle and more yield this entire run from day one. So I've started feeding now. I'm on my, third leaf set, I guess you could say, in the solo cups. And I'm hitting them with some green aminos by Pride Lands, Nature's Pride.
Right on.
I'm hitting them with fish shit, or alternating there with Photo Plus. So I'm trying to get them started a little bit quicker and push them along. I don't see a massive growth difference, but I do think I'm getting somewhere with a little bit of these additives early on. While last time I did just water them, and they were fine, and they grew fine, like I said. But I'm also turning up the light a little bit faster. I don't know. I'm just trying to push it along. I don't know if it's in vain or not.
No, I think you're doing good, man. Last time I was there and saw them, they looked great. Especially for seedlings. They all look beautiful. It looked like your light was right at the right height and everybody was, you know, not stretching and throwing new growth like they should be. So
the compost tea, I remember buying it and using it in my synthetic grow. I'd buy it from Bayside up in Humboldt, but I remember that my plants would thank me for it, but goddamn, now that I'm applying it in organic setup, maybe that's it. I don't know. They just fucking go crazy for this compost tea, this Buxton Hollow Farm compost tea.
Right. Have you been with back to the calcium? Have you been giving them any kind of calcium?
Well, that's what I was just saying. I'm going to give it to them the next feeding. I've been feeding since the beginning and I haven't added calcium yet.
Right.
And I'm going to. Now, it's a little bit tougher in organic setups. This is what Mary Beth pointed out, is calcium generally breaks down very slowly.
It does, man.
Yeah, you're talking about like bones and like
shells and shit like
exactly
that.
Shells, like a crustaceous fucking chitin.
Crustaceans or eggs.
Yeah, totally, like chitin, like this shit that shells and insects are made out of, like a carapace material. So yeah so eggshells, it all breaks down very, very slowly. So Rich turned me on to a product that I'm a big, big fan of. Once again, shouting out Nectar for the Gods, the company that we've given the most free publicity to.
Right.
Just because they're so high quality. It's a liquid organic nutrient line, and their Demeter's Destiny is their calcium supplement. Now, before we get too far off, I want to say I found it interesting that Nectar for the Gods split their magnesium and their calcium. They don't have it as a CalMag. And I wonder if the synthetic mindset, because your plant doesn't need much magnesium.
When you want calcium, do you want mag every time? Like I said, it's been a game changer adding calcium to my grow and kind of, you know, adding in the Demeter's Destiny quite a bit. You know, when I go to water, I don't give it as much as they say, and I don't do it probably as much as they say, but I will add in like 5 mLs to 7.5 mLs. of the Demeter's Destiny per gallon, which is very low, but I have plenty of calcium built into my soil.
It's just a supplement.
I feel like that little boost of that liquid Demeter's Destiny calcium has just made a huge difference and made it more available. And, you know, if you can get that, just that little 5 to 7.5 mLs a gallon and do that even every other watering, I was doing it almost every watering. And it was, like I said, just game changing. The plants were strong all around. You know, I've always had calcium and had it in my grows, but never really focused on calcium during a grow as, you know, one of my main focuses. And since I have been, it just seems to make a big difference. It seems like it was probably one of my yield limiting factors, if that's what you want to call it. You know, like that was one thing that was holding me back, as I needed probably more calcium or needed more available calcium. So
I think that's a limiting factor on people's yields. Absolutely. I it makes perfect sense to me after hearing so many people say it and then seeing where the chokehold is when it comes to CalMag and the synthetic setup, it would make sense to me. My experience of their reaction, they seem to love the Demeter's Destiny. When I feed them with Demeter's and fish shit together, they respond quickly.
The Demeter's Destiny isn't like a CalMag that has a bunch of nitrogen in it too. It has like no nitrogen.
Exactly.
I think it's a 0-0.5-0 or something. Yep. So like I said, every time you want calcium, do you really want to be adding mag every time? Probably not.
Yeah, and so definitely not nitrogen.
You know, it's a great all around product. It's a great way to get calcium, especially in flower without having to push a bunch of, you know, fucking nitrogen in there. And it's just a great product. It really will help out, and the plants will love you if, you know, calcium is something that you think you need a little bit more of in your garden.
Yeah, I'm all about it. I was saving up my eggshells. I don't know, I'll probably use them in my outdoor garden. I don't know if I'm going to use them in my cannabis garden, just because they tend to break down slow, according to Mary Beth. One thing that I am really going to try is I can get some raw milk from a farm across the street.
Oh, wow.
So I've been wary of this. I've said it before. I just don't like the idea of milk curdling. But I don't know. A bunch of people in the chat say you dilute it. You can dilute it like 5 to 1. And raw milk is so good for regular biology, for human biology. Regular biology. It's packed full of a ton of microbes, a ton of life. And it's used in Ayurvedic medicine. It's just raw milk is really, really powerful. I got to try it on my plants, man. And I know the last time we talked, I was basically saying how I didn't think it was a good idea, but I've broken through and I'm ready to try it. So I'll let you know how that goes, Rich. I might be pushing you to do it if it turns out really well.
Yeah, let me know, man. I'm always interested to hear what other people's experiences trying new stuff is, especially with, you know, more natural products. That excites me.
Yeah, and this stuff is really, really great, and apparently it's delicious. It sells out really quickly, so you got to like get there early, and you get in the farm store and you get the raw milk. So I'm going to share it with my plants as soon as I score it from All Grass Farms. Fuck yeah. Yeah, man. So that'll be my my milk boost. But the Demeter's is a great option. Very, very stable liquid organic fertilizer. You should be able to find it in just about every hydro shop. I see them all over the place.
Oh, and, yeah, dude.
Step your game up. You guys will not regret that if you add Demeter's to your grow.
Yeah, man. It's an awesome product. And I think it's like $15 for a big ass bottle too. So
totally affordable.
So worth it.
Got to talk to those guys. I don't know. I send so much business their way. I got to speak with these guys. Hey, speaking of product recommendations, I was looking at microbial products. You know, you got your fish shits, your recharges, your Photo Plus. What do you think of Herb Natural?
You know, I've played around with Herb maybe about a year ago. I think it was last summer, actually. And I know a lot of people were using it and having success with it. I personally didn't really see any gains or any, I didn't see anything visually, you know, difference wise or stunning that, you know, when I use Mammoth, I feel like I can see the difference in yield. With Photo Plus, I use that, and same with Recharge. The next day, they just look super happy and praying, and you know, I feel like I can visually see some kind of a difference and taste the difference in the flowers. And
oh, wow. When I added Herb,
I really didn't feel like I saw any differences. I didn't feel like I went in the next day and they looked super happy like the other ones.
But you were just adding it to your regimen already, right?
But that's what I was going to say, okay. Is I was also adding it in on stuff that I already had a bunch of microbes being added in on. So maybe I didn't see the gains because it was already there. So, I mean, if you're not using any microbial products, then hell yeah, I would say go for it. It's just, and for me, it isn't something that I personally saw any huge difference on. But like I said, I'm using three other microbials plus my soil and compost tea. So, and fish tank water as well. So there's all sorts of microbes I'm already getting. I may have just already
had those,
you know?
You never know.
Product. I know a lot of people that use it and have success with it. So
different people, different gardens, but interesting because you do seem to, like you said, if I use fish shit, you can tell they pray, and you stand by a bunch of those products. For you to say that Herb is not the highest on your list is kind of surprising, but you know, I mean, maybe it's just depends on your garden, depends on your setup, depends on the strain. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe that, you know, the strains that Herb is using in their product are something that is not used in the products that you're using. So maybe it could be a, you know, game changing thing for you to add or try out.
I want to try it. Yeah. But I've got a pretty diverse system like yours, actually. I think we're using just about the same exact thing. The Buxton Hollow is really what I'm fucking stoked on right now, man. So that's fucking weird.
Cool.
Dude, it's so cool, and it's. I ordered some refill bags. I said I was gonna brew my own, but the tea bags are just so easy. So I just ordered some refill bags, and goddamn, the plants love them. Here's something I wanted to share. Mary Beth told me about this. She came on the coffee show, the Coffee Health and Science podcast, and we were talking about compost teas. All the coffee farms I visited down south composted their coffee waste into compost tea. So she was talking about, you know, it gets on the soil. It's full of microbes. It's full of nutrients, like from whatever you made it from and all this stuff. But then she said something crazy, which was spraying a compost tea actually can protect your plants against mold spores, mildew spores, and pathogens. Because
100%.
I didn't know this. So apparently the leaf space gets occupied by the microbial life.
Yeah,
and it's so full, it's so packed, it's so occupado, that they just bounce right off. So I was like, holy crap, here I am watering in compost tea. Maybe I should be applying it in a foliar fashion and then continuing my regimen of microbial additives and Demeter's Destiny to the soil. I don't know, man.
You could definitely add it as a foliar on top of your soil drench. That's no problem, man.
I just wonder what would be...
I personally don't, but...
I wonder what would be optimal.
Yeah, I'm not, like I said, I'm not very well versed on the foliaring compost teas, but I do know a lot of people do it. I bet you Jack would know, or Joaquin.
Oh yeah, totally. Fuck
yeah. He would definitely know quite a bit about foliaring teas, I bet.
That guy's the shit, right? He's really cool, man. I really like that. Jack Green,
Such a helpful dude.
Yeah. So nice. Yeah, Jack Green's Natural Garden Products.
Killer product, Bug Be Gone.
Yeah, he was on this show. He fucking killed it on this show. Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Yeah, man, I got some great guests lined up. I don't want to get off on a whole tangent here, but we got some really powerful content here to finish out the year that I'm super excited about. The Grinspoon episode was excellent.
Yeah, I listened last night. It was great, man.
Isn't he great?
He really is.
A little bit disappointing about the COVID stuff. I was hoping that there was something to that, but
yeah, that was disappointing. But you know what? It was nice to hear it from somebody who actually knew it. They were talking about instead of just seeing some article that gets you excited,
God, yeah.
And then finding out there's no actual science behind what they're right. saying. They're just correlating something from something else.
You're
and
right.
Thinking that it
that
might
is
be
for the best. It. You're right.
So it was nice to hear it, and I don't want to go around repeating shit that ain't true. So
totally. So that was a really cool episode. Shout out to him. Right. Anything cool going on with ILCC before we wrap it up here? Of course, Illinois Cannabis Consulting is Riza Rich's consultation company. IllinoisCannaConsulting.com is where you can find them. I've seen a lot of the same in Slack chat. Some overwatering issues, some thrips right. that I don't see a lot. What have you been seeing in your consultation work?
You know, right now I have a couple people that I'm helping their first grow along. So everything's so far has been going good and everybody's going into flower. Usually it's the, you know, when I do get questions that aren't from those people, from, you know, others, it's usually, like you said, deficiency problems, bug problems. A lot of the time it's overwatering or, you know, with synthetics, a lot of people just have a fucked up pH going on, and once they get that in line, they
lock out
improvements
one way or another.
Yeah, so I mean that's usually about probably the main four or five things that I'm seeing. Especially the pH thing seems to be a big thing right now with people.
It's funny, man, because I mean it's not funny. It's never fun when you're in the spot, but when you are actually accepting people's requests for help, you do see some serious trends. You see the
100%. You really do, man.
You see the organic growers running out of food, whereas the synthetic mm-hmm. growers usually have too much food, or like you said, their pH is off, so it's not taking up the food. Like, it's funny. Usually, it's like, okay, what are the nutrients at? I'm looking at a deficiency, but depending on whether you're in a super soil or you're adding nutrients is going to change the answer to my question. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh man, there's always 50 other questions on what they send you that I have for them, just to try to figure out exactly what's going on. And, you know, before you can really truly diagnose something, especially over a computer or, you know, your phone or something without physically being there and seeing it.
Yeah, it's extra tough through a screen, but I will say I end up saying flush a lot when it's a synthetic grower. Cause if you're using a full nutrient line, your plant should have the food. There's something else going on here. You either need to flush or get your pH right. Either maybe your climate is so far off that your plant's having a hard time eating. Your VPD is so out of whack. That's much, I would go to that much less common, but yeah, I find myself saying flush a lot. And then in an organic grow, I find myself saying feed a lot. Cause sometimes organic plants just eat a certain nutrient up, right?
Oh yeah. And you know, it's a little bit harder to kind of overfeed with organics too. You know, I mean, it can be done. I believe. Some say, you know, it can't, that they only take what they need, but I don't know. Maybe
no, it can be overdone. You're right.
They haven't used a hot soil before. So I think it can definitely happen, but it's a lot harder to overfeed and overdo it. You know, you can kind of hammer them with microbials and compost teas and shit versus a synthetic where, you know, you got to kind of be careful on exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. And I will say
the numbers a lot more with the synthetics, you know.
Yeah, and I will say that this is a very small advantage that synthetics has on organics, but if your plant does eat a lot of iron for some reason, I had a strain that would consume a ton of iron. I would run into an iron deficiency only with this one strain. And if you're in flower and you can't like spray, I feel that it is maybe a little bit harder than just reaching for a bottle and adding it in a traditional synthetic setup. Now, that being said, there are some great bottled organic nutrients like the aforementioned Nectar for the Gods. I'm sure they have an iron supplement. So that's why I do say, you know, you don't need to buy it ahead of time, but when organic growers run into a feeding problem and they're in flower and they're in a super soil, so they don't really like have stuff on hand, I just say go buy one bottle of an organic liquid line and add it, specifically Nectar, because that's like the only one I trust. I know there's like General Organics, but I don't know how much I trust that line.
Yeah, there's BioBiz, and now you got
BioBiz food. Is good. That's a good point. And then Foop, good call.
Organic Biosciences. I think that's a certified organic line, which, you know, take that for what it's worth.
But oh, shit.
There's definitely some liquid organic lines out there that, you know, if you really need to reach for something and you're okay with that yourself, then, you know, you can do that.
I'm all about it. If it's not chelated, if it's not salty, right, throw it in there.
Agreed, man. If you need it, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about that end harvest, and if you can keep it organic, then even better.
Yeah, that BioBiz, that is a good line, though. And then Foop. Yeah, I got to check out this Foop nutrient line. Interesting.
Yeah, I think they have a whole line out, so.
I wonder if it's all fish-based, or are they just trying to play off of the name?
I know there is some fish waste in there, and I opened up one of the bottles. It almost has a, almost like a minty smell like Nectar, but it also has a very fishy, not berry, but it has a slight fishy smell to it as well.
I'll check it out, man. You guys know I love the aquatic inputs. You know my experience with hydrolyzed shrimp and all of this, which I was a big fan of.
I saw aquaponics or Steve Reisner pushing some Foop stuff the other day, so it must not be too bad, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I trust what he says. He's a good guy, so.
Interesting stuff. Always coming with the product recommendations. Wolfman coming back on the show. You know he's going to have some product recommendations. I'm going to run some products by him. Get his take. Everybody loves the retail veteran, Wolfman. Everybody loves Rizo Rich. Thanks for coming on the show today, man. This was a good one.
Always a pleasure, man. It's always fun talking grow with you.
Shooting the shit, talking organics. We'll get some good synthetic talk in here so that you synthetic growers get a kick too. Trying to provide some extra killer content towards the end of the year and expand our content base. You know, kind of reach out into different areas. Growcast is going to all new heights in 2021. Stay tuned, you guys. Seriously, big announcements coming. You members, make sure to tune in to the member podcast. AMA going down first Saturday of every month. 6K giveaway going down tomorrow as you hear this, October 15th, 4:20 Eastern time. Go to growcastpodcast.com/6K, number 6, letter K. Tune in. That's where you'll find the stream. See if you win big. MyGrowPass.com, still chugging along. We're going to finish out the year so strong. That's all for today. One more time, thank you, Rizo Rich. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, and thank you, listeners and members. I appreciate all of you.
Seriously, you guys are the shit. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. This is Rizo Rich and Jordan River signing off, saying be safe and grow smarter.
Later on.
That's our show today, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. Before we wrap it up, gotta shout out AC Infinity. Just got my AC Infinity T8. I'm gonna install it. I cannot get enough AC Infinity. They're the best grow fans on the market. ACInfinity.com. Use GrowCast15 for 15% off your fans. Step up your ventilation game. They are smart fans that'll kick on at a certain temperature or humidity. The dumb fans that they have a 10-speed controller, which is smarter than most of the fans you see on the market anyways. You got to step up your game. Each controller also comes with two input ports. A lot of people don't get this. You get yourself two AC Infinity smart fans, and they plug into the same unit. Boom, boom. It's that easy. Low wattage, feather light. That's something they don't tell you on the website. When I hung this thing up, it weighed nothing. AC Infinity, the best fans on the market. GrowCast15 is the code. I think that even works on Amazon, that code. So go and get it, everybody. Also got a shout out, IllinoisCannaConsulting.com for all your consulting needs. That's Rizo Rich's company. And thank you to Jay Blank for doing the beat for the ads. That's all for today. Thank you so much, everybody. Best of luck in your gardens. I'll see you next time on GrowCast.